sensible. On the whole, he tried not to think about it. He'd started using the path along the canal instead of going home on the bus, and found that if you climbed over the place where the wall had fallen down, and then went around behind the crematorium, you could cut off half the journey. It was one of those old cemeteries you got owls and foxes in, and sometimes in the Sunday papers, people going on about our Victorian heritage, although they didn't go on about this one, because it was the wrong kind of heritage, being too far from London. Wobbler said it was spooky, and sometimes went home the long way. But Johnny was disappointed that it wasn't spookier. Once you forgot about all the skeletons underground, grinning away in the dark, it was quite friendly. Birds sang, all the traffic sounded a long way off. It was peaceful. He'd had to check a few things, though. Some of the older graves had big stone boxes on top, and in the wilder parts, these had cracked and even fallen open. He'd had a look inside, just in case. It had been sort of disappointing to find nothing there. And then there were the mausoleums. These were much bigger and had doors in, like little houses. They looked a bit like allotment sheds with extra angels. The angels were generally more lifelike than you'd expect, especially one near the entrance, who looked as though he'd just remembered that he should have gone to the toilet before he left heaven. The two boys walked through the cemetery now, kicking up the drifts of fallen leaves. It's Halloween.